Yehakol Ma'arichin V'Nerchin. Everybody is in the parsha of Ma'arichin and V'Nerchin. This is the parsha of Erichin. We know in the Torah it says the person wants to give his Erich, which how much he's worth, to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Torah says exactly like this with Chum, how much each person is worth according to how old you are. So Ma'arichin means you could put upon yourself the value of somebody else. Let's say you go to somebody 30 years old and you say, how much the Torah says is worth his value, that's how much you want to put upon yourself the chiyus to give to Hegdish. That's called Hakol Ma'arichin. Everybody could put upon himself the value even of somebody else. And V'Nerchin means you have value. That means you, either you could say how much you're worth, or else somebody else could say upon you, your value, your Nerech, I want to give to the base, I want to give for Hegdish. That's called Ma'arichin and Nerchin. The same thing, Noidrin V'Nidrin. Now, a neder ready means you want to give money how much you're worth. In other words, the Torah says you're worth a certain amount, let's say from 30 to 50, you're worth 50 shkolim. Now, noidrin means you're not going after the erech the Torah says, but some you want to give how much the person himself is actually worth if we would be sold for an evit. Like, usually we shot you how much a person would buy you for an evit. So the noidrin means how much you're worth on the market for an evit. That much value, I want to give that money to Tzedakah, to the Hegdish. So again, Hakel Noidrin, everybody can make a neder mean, or I could say upon myself that I want to give the value of somebody else to Hegdish. And V'Nidrin goes back, if somebody else says it upon yourself, that somebody else says he wants to give your value to Hegdish, it could be done also. Now, Kahanim Leviim V'Yisraelim, Noshim V'Yavodim. That Akoyin, Levi, Yisrael, Nashmanim, all these are included in Hakol Ma'arichin V'Nerchin, and Nedvin and Nidrin, they're all included. Tumtum V'Yadrugnis, what about a Tumtum V'Yadrugnis? That's a person for Sufik, whether he's a Zohar or a Keva. Tumtum means the Mokum is covered up, we don't know what he is. On Drugnis, he has both Simonim, he has both Ervins, like an Isha and like a man. So Locha by them is Noidrin V'Nidrin, they're in the Parsha of Nidorim. They can make a neder, they can cobble upon themselves the value of somebody else give to Hegdish, or somebody else could give their value because they could be sold for an evid. Or Ma'arichin, they could also put upon themselves the value of somebody else. How much the Torah says somebody else is worth, they could put upon themselves that chiv to give to Hegdish. They themselves do not have the parsh of Erchin. They themselves have no value. Because Rashi says, when the Pasuk Mishnah says, and the parsha of Erechon it says clearly Ish Aisha. So you have to be an Ish Vada and Isha Vadai. There the Torah gives us chum how much you're worth. Mashenk in a tumtum and adrugnis, it's a suffix what you are, whether you're a Zohar or a Nekev, you're not a Vada either one of them. Therefore, you're not the parsha of Erechon, so you yourself do not have an Erech HaTorah. So somebody says how much your Erechon is, I want to give Hegdish, it's like saying nothing. If you say how much the person could be sold for an evid, very good. You can still sell him for an evid. But the special parsha of Erechin, that the Torah says, Azchum, exactly how much you're worth, whether from beginning to 5 years old, 5 to 20, 20 to 15, different ages, how much you're worth. So on a Suffolk Isha, there's no din Erechin. That's called a Avolei Ma'arichin. Now, Cheresh Shaita V'Kotin, we have a Cheresh, or deaf and dumb, or as a shaita, a fool, or a cotton under by mitzvah, or bas mitzvah, is nidrin. Somebody could make their, how much they're worth, somebody else could be mechayiv upon themselves to give their value to Hegdish. V'nerchin, somebody else could make upon themselves how much they are worth, because there is an erech how much they're worth. Avoloi noidrin v'loi merichin, but they themselves, the cotton, the cherish and the shaita, they themselves cannot be mechayiv themselves not to give noidrin istam and neder. Either how much somebody else is sold for an evid, or how much they're sold for an evid, they can't put the chiv upon themselves. And the same thing, b'loy ma'arichin, they can't put the chiv of erchin upon themselves, whether they want their own value or whether they want to take somebody else's value and put that chiv upon themselves. A cherishet mekon cannot do it, and the reason is mifnei she'ein b'hem das, they don't have das, they don't have enough das to make a chiv upon themselves. But just a regular Jew could be marich, could be neider, he could put upon himself a chiyuv to give this value to Hegdish. But if you're cut and you have no das, he can't put the chiyuv. Who are in a cheresh shaita, a cheresh and shaita also don't have das, they can't put chiyuv upon themselves. Now the Gemara says, Hakol Ma'arichin, how can the Mishnah talk about saying that general cloud, Hakol, everybody, could put an erech upon themselves. Hakol marichem asu yinai. What does it come to include? So Mara says, lasu comes to include mufla somach liish. Meaning in this parsha of Nedarim, you don't have to be bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. The year before that, the year before you become bar mitzvah, you could also make a neder. So marichinosi, it's like a nedik alok, you're putting upon yourself a chiyuv to give the erech of somebody else or yourself the hegdish. So if you're muflach samach liish, means the year before you bar mitzvah, we abided you to see if you have das or not. Rashi says, or muflach kori al shem shebaitkinoi, so we check him out. Im yodei al haflus, if he knows how to make the neder, or lefaris l'shem mi neder, he knows what he's saying, or l'shem mi hegdish, that the Gemara says in Perek Yetzidei from Sechta Nidah, that if you know what you're talking about, and you're a year before the bar mitzvah, during that last year, then your neder, your chiyuv machal. So that's the Chiddush Mishnah. Hakol marichim is even a muflach samach liish. Now, nerchim, what's the Mishnah saying? Lashon of hakol nerchim. L'asuyah, my words come to include. L'asuyah menuvol u'mukashim. Even a person, how much is disgusting, but a person of the mukashim has leprosy on him, even though als nidrin, he has no value. Somebody says, I want to be mechayev, how much you're really worth to be sold for a neder, nobody will buy you, they wouldn't pay a penny for you, so you have no value. But if you go boss the lashon of erchin, the Torah gives the value upon everybody, how much they're worth, according to how old you are. Not because you could be sold for neder, but as long as you're that age, you're in this parasha, even though you're menuvol u'mukashim. That's chiddush for nakel nerchim. Even a person that's a mukashchin has leprosy on him, that he really can't be sold for anything. But so what? Still is in the parasha of erchin, and according to how old he is, that's how much of a chiyuv is his erch. Yeah. Boy, so much like this. Because salt of that chaminach, I would have thought to say otherwise. Salt of that chaminach, neder be'erkecho ksiv. I would have thought to say you make a neder be'erkecho, meaning how much he's worth. So I would have thought to say. Kol sheyesh nebedomim, somebody that really has value to him, that he could be sold for an eved, then yesh nebedomim, then he's in the parasha of erchin, that if somebody says erchi olai, you have to pay according to how much the Torah says he's worth. But I would have thought to say, for kol sheyesh nebedomim, somebody like a menubul or mukashchin, that cannot be sold at all for an eved, he has no value on the market. Maybe ain't a berchin, even though he's 20, 30 years old, maybe you don't have to pay 50 shkolim for him. Kamashlan Rasa Kiddush know that Nefoshois Koldu. That Pasuk says, Erech and Nefoshois, Rasha says, Nefoshois, Mashma Kol Shu Nefesh. As long as you're alive, you're a Nefesh, and you're that age, you have the Parash of Erechin on you. That's the Kiddush in the Mishnah, Hakil Nerechin, everybody has a value to him according to the way the Torah gives you. As long as you're alive and you're that age. Now, when the Mishnah says, Noidrin, Mishnah says, Hakil Noid, everybody can make a Neder. Like so, you might want to come to include. So Mora says, Nidrin, Diki Chiddush Dera is not so much in making the neder, but in the opposite way, Nidrin, everybody has a value to himself. The Mora says, Itzrich Lei, I need this for Chiddush. So Mora says, why? Like, do this again. Nidrin is Lasu Yemai, Nidrin. It's coming to include Nidrin. So Mora says, Nidrin Itzrich Lei. I need the Chiddush of Nidrin for the second part, Nidrin, that everybody has value to him. And so let's see then, Nidrin Lasu Yemai. What does this Indian of value come to include? E lastly, tumtum vadrugnis, if you want to tell me a chiddush, that this tumtum vadrugnis, you have a suffix, whether they're man or an isha, that even though they have no erchin on them, but they do have value, but there is nidrin. Because somebody says, I'm mechayiv myself to give how much money this tumtum can be sold for an eved. So we have to see, as much as he could be sold, you have to give the money. So that's what the Mishnah means to include when it says, hakel nidrin, fred gemara behedi katoni lu. The Mishnah says at the end clearly. The Mishnah says clearly that even though a tumtum v'adrugnis is not the parsha of erchin, but the yon the parsha of nidrin. The Mishnah says clearly. So what do you have to say? That's not hakol in the ratio of the Mishnah. But it says v'lasuva wants to include chereshayt to the cotton, that even though the person is a chereshayt to the cotton, he has no das, he can't put chiyuv upon himself. But if somebody else says upon this cotton that no matter how much he's worth. Means how much he could be sold for never. I want to give to Egdish that it's Charal. For the Gemara again also, that you could tell this also we learn clearly. It says this in the Mishnah that a Chereshet of a Kodin are not the Torah's Noidrin, but the Torah's Nidrin. So what's the Mishnah mean to tell us? Elamai Elah Suda comes to include Pochos Ben Chodesh, even though the kid is less than a month old. That Lachar Hilchus Erechin is, Erechin only starts once you're a month old. less than a month, you have no erchin. But maybe as nidrin, still yes, somebody will buy you even though you're only 5 days old. So that's the chiddush, that you have nidrin, you have value to you, out to be sold. So Gemara again says, Tehdi Katong, this we learn clearly. Gemara later it says, that what even is more than Dafei, that comes to include that even though you're 1 or 2 days old, you're in the parasha of Nidrin, that you do have value to yourself, and if somebody is mechayiv himself to give to Hegdish how much you're worth, so we have to see how much you're worth. That what even a goy also has value to it. The Jew says, I want to be mechayiv myself to give how much this goy is worth, so you have to give his value to Hegdish. But the Gemara again, it's also a Gemara later that says clearly that Nidrin could even go upon a goy. If the Jew says, I want to be mechayiv myself, there is a neder like to give the value of this goy to Hegdish, so we have to see how much this goy is worth to be sold on the marketplace for an Eved, and his value you have to give to Hegdish. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Gemara says like this, that our Mishnah truly really comes to include that even though the kid is less than a month old, and he has no parsha of Erechin, but a parsha of Nidrin he has, he could be sold. The question is, the Mishnah of the Gemara later explains this, I'll answer you, for Tony Vodim Aforosh and Echanami, the Mishnah here, first says a general klal, HaKoyol means Nidrin, and our Mishnah means to include even a kid that's less than a month old, and it's not a kash, like when the Mishnah later says it clearly, because the Mishnah later goes to explain what it said, the Kitzer in our first Mishnah. So that's also Derech HaMishnah. The Mishnah could say HaKoyol, it comes to include what it says, and later the Mishnah goes to explain it. Now the Gemara goes through Shas, all different Mishnayos that we had before in Masechta. If Akum says Hakil, what does it come to include? The Gemara says Hakil Samchim. This is the Gemara in Chulin, Gemara Menachis, that everybody's in the parsha of Smich. When you bring a korban, you have to put your hand on top of the korban. So Lasuya Mai, how can the Mishnah over there says Hakil? What does it come to include? The Gemara says Lasuya Yerush. Udulai Kareb Yuda comes to include that a Yerush means if your father set aside, let's say, a korban Mishlamin, and your father died, and you yashin your father, so you have to bring the shlamin. And when you, the Yerush, bring it, you have to make a smicha. And the chiddush is not like a beauty sheet, like we soon see. Then there's a mission in Temurah that says, Hakol Mamirin. Everybody could make Temurah. If you have a korban and you say to another behemoth kulin, Zeh Tachazeh, it's Chal Temurah. So again, the question is, Lasu Yemai, what does that mishnah mean to include? So when it says, Lasu Yerush again, with Loikab Yudah, that mishnah also means to include that even if you're Yashin, your father's Behema, your Korban, or if your father made it Shlomin, and your father died and you Yashin it, you're called the Bailam now, that if you would make Temurah, you would take another Behema's Chulin, and say, Zeh Tachazeh, Stakachal. Again, the Lord of you, the timing is learned like this. We learned also Gemara Menachos and Gemara Temurah, that the Mishnah says the Yerush Simach, Tanakam old, yes, if you Yashin your father's Korban and you bring it, you have to make Smicha. Yerush Meimah, you Yash, and you become the Bailim, you could make Temurah. Reb Yudaimah now, Yerush Eina Seimich, Yerush Eina Meimah. His shit was no. If you only Yash in the Korban, since you were not Magdashit, then you do not make Smich even though you bring it, and you cannot make Temurah on it. Samar says, now my time with Reb Yudah, what's Reb Yudah's reasoning? For the Dash of the Prophet in Vayikra, it says, Korbonoi, Mashmah, your Korban has to belong to you, you have to be Magdashit the Chachila. For Loi Korban knows, not on your father's Korban. So on your father's korban, you don't have to make semicha, even though you bring it. And the Yalav Death, he learns out Chilas Hegdish, Mi Saif Hegdish. He learns out Chilas Hegdish from Saif Hegdish. Ma Saif Hegdish, Yerushain Esayim. Just like the end of Hegdish means after it's Kaddish already, the Dinamar to bring it, you have to make semicha. That the Pasuk says Korbanai, only if it's yours, not if Yerush, does not make Seimech, that Yerushain Esayimich. So if you don't ask Chilas Hegdish, the same thing in the beginning, means Temurah is the beginning of making it Kaddish. The same thing, Yerush ain't a Meimer, that a Yerush cannot be Meimer. He learns out one from the other. Learns out Chila from Seif. So Rashi says, Chila Seifish means Temurah, that's the beginning of Bimakdish to Meimer, from the Seif Seifish, then of Semicha. That's Rabbi Yehudi Shita. For Rabbonim, they say no. For Rabbonim say that the Pasuk says, Homer Yomer, in the Pasuk of Temurah, it's an extra word. Larabbis comes to include Esai Yerush, that a Yerush could make Tumur on his father's carbon. And therefore, the Rabbanon hold the opposite, that the Yafina and Seif Hegdish, Mitchila says, you learn out Semicha from Tumura. Ma Tchila says, just like the beginning of Hegdish, you need to make it Tumura. Yerush Meimer, the Pasuk says, Homer Yomer, even a Yerush, if you Yashin your father. You could also make Tumura on your father's Korban, is Af Sof Hegdish. When you have the Korban, that's the Korban already, and as a Shalom doing Mitzvah Smicha now at the end of the Avoidus, like when you start to do the Avoidus, the same thing Yerush Semech, a Yerush could make a Smicha. Shatamach Wait, the Tayyadash in these Tzokim. Now the Gemara Sami is for Rabbonin. Hi Korbonim Ayovlei. What does Rabbonim do with the word Korbonoi, which is Mashmi, could only make Smicha on your own Korban? Gemara says, they need this word, that not if a Jew brings a korban for a goy, even if we bring a korban for a goy, we don't have to make smicha. The same thing, if you bring your friend's korban, you don't have to make smicha. Only the bialim makes smicha, but not on your friend's korban. But a yerush, Rabbanon hold the yerush is called the bialim. Another drasha is korbanoi. The rabbi is called a bali chayvin the smicha. Let's say five people own the korban together, the shutfis. So lachari is all five have to make smicha. It's not enough for one to do for everybody, but every bali and every owner has to make his own smicha. The rashi says kol bali chayvin chamisha shavir korban echad b'shutfis kulam tzrichin lismicholov v'necha samicholov. That's the drasha from korbanoi that every owner has to make smicha. So, but they don't have it. The rabbanon don't darshin kabonai v'loy hayerush. Now they want us to kash of Reb Yehuda. The rabbi is called by the chervon the smicha. How does Reb Yehuda know this? He said that if you have shutzvis, everybody has to make his own smicha. So, of course, he darshin the word kabonai v'loy hayerush. So, how does he know this? Halacha. So, one tells could be less. The next time he doesn't know from the special drasha. Rashi says this really. Reb Yehuda could hold. Echos son of the chulam. Yes, one person can make smicha for everybody. Since you have sheikhs to it, since you're a shutfis here, therefore you're better than Samar Shliach for your chaver, and therefore you could take off tomorrow, you can make smicha for everybody. That's one shot. Vinami, second house, could be no islay. The Abud also agrees to this drasha that all the shutfim have to make their own smicha. But it could be like this. It says the word kabbonah three times. So Abud holds, Oivit kechovim v'chaveru michad kronavka. From one